Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and beloved May. The soul of May is with me today. May is not personally with me because we are having a workshop today. We are having a beautiful, beautiful workshop in Sydney, the heart of love and forgiveness. So yesterday we did a beautiful day on love. Firstly, we focused on developing the self-love. And then the second part of the day was offering love, unconditional love. And this is what in every moment, particularly our beloved, they are loving unconditionally in every moment. There is not a moment they are not loving us unconditionally. It is like they are so attentive to us. They are so committed to us. They are so loyal to us. And so devoted. So, and all they offer to us is this beautiful love. So, this is our aim at this time. For those of you who have this in your heart to become unconditionally loving, to love all souls, it is so powerful to do the practices. We'll do a practice today to open hearts of unconditional love and to allow this love to come into our heart from heaven, from the depths of ours, because as we can give the love. We can give more love to our pets. We can give more love to the animals on Mother Earth at this time that so greatly need love. They need the care. They need compassion. And they need our service. So take a moment now. Close your eyes. Next, what have you like more? Would you like and to loving to be with your beloved because so it's easy not to go with that pet the heart soul. We spend a lot of time with them, and then suddenly there's different things in our lives. We have greater commitments and we don't have the time that we did. And on one level, we may feel, we may have guilt in our heart that we are not spending that time. So the keys to offer when you are with your beloved pet, to offer this total love to them, to be there, even if it is a short period of time, a few times a day, that you just be with them, you remind them how much you love them, and you're totally present to them as they are totally present. Love. So that is what we receive. So give love, the more we receive love. beloved pets are just giving love to us all the time. So we are so grateful for their service. So today we are going to focus on the power of love. We're going to connect with that I, which is the greatest love. And we're going to do a practice to offer offer blessings to our beloved pets for something that they may be going through. Even if you may have pets that are very, very healthy, you could do a practice to prevent illness in your pet, or to bless a relationship, for example. So each and every one of us and our beloved pets, we have at least one thing. Generally, we have more. We really could transform, that we could bring love to and see like a positive change, whether it is on the physical level, the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, connect with the spiritual body, whether it is a relationship. So love is very powerful. And particularly at this time on Mother Earth, we're living in the soul light era where the soul is the boss. So love is one of the greatest powers. The divine love, heaven's love, the source love is so powerful. So let us experience this power today as we open our hearts more to love, as we connect with the highest frequencies and vibrations of love. So if your pet is not with you, you can simply call the soul of your pet, and we'll do this. We'll focus on something for ourselves as well, because actually when we balance and harmonize our thoughts, minds and bodies, our physical body, our emotional body, particularly mental body, because our pets are so connected to us, that actually helps them as well. So as we balance and harmonize ourselves, we are helping our beloved pets. So we do this together. So let us begin. So dear the soul of my beloved pet, you can call your pet. If you don't have a pet, that is perfect. We can just do this practice together. So let us offer love to our pet. Dear the soul of Unconnect with May, I love you, I honor you, I deeply appreciate you. I'm so grateful for all that you do. I'm so grateful for your unconditional love, devotion, your unconditional service to me, and all that you bring into my life, the joy, the light, the fun. So express to your beloved pet how much you love them, how much you deeply appreciate them, how grateful you are to them. And feel the connection. Do this from your heart, because when we just do it from our mind, it feels very different to when we're doing it from our heart. So everything that we do from our heart, when we chant, when we sing from our heart, it is infinitely more powerful than if we were just doing it from our mind. So as we do this practice, connect more and more deeply with your heart. So feel that connection with your beloved pet. You could already have a very deep love connection, but we can also make it stronger. We can always open our hearts more so that we can give more love, we can receive more love. So wonderful. So now let us do a forgiveness practice. So whatever you're working on, for your pet, for you, choose something for you that you would like to have more love. You would like to balance and harmonize, bring love, peace and harmony to. And we will ask for forgiveness. Why do we ask for forgiveness? Forgiveness brings inner peace and inner joy. Forgiveness to self-clear the blockages. So say if we're experiencing a physical, like say we have a sore knee, our pet has a sore knee. We have blockages in the knee. We want to change the message in the knee. So, and we want to transform the energy and matter. So it's like if we go to the level of the message, which is the level of the soul, the information, and then the soul leads the heart leads the mind, which is the consciousness. The mind leads the energy leads the matter. So what happens is when we change the message, and we're going to put a message of love into the area that we are wanting to balance and harmonize. So if we put a message of love, then that love is sent from the information on into the heart, which is a receiver, to receive the love. Everything has a receiver. Also our knee has a receiver. And then this is transforming consciousness. The consciousness is becoming love. And then when the information, the heart, the receiver, and the consciousness of that area is love, then there is a transformation in the energy and the matter. So the energy is what we can't see, obviously, but we need the energy to be flowing, and the matter is the physical that we can see. So if it is a relationship is also made up of the message in the relationship, the heart of the relationship, the consciousness of the relationship, and that it is also made up of tiny energy and matter. So if we want a harmonious relationship, a loving relationship, when we put the message of love in, that is like then permanent change can take place, because you're changing the information, you're changing the message. It's very, very powerful. So let us do that today. So let us ask for forgiveness. So dear heaven, dear the Tao Source, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Please forgive us. Please forgive our pet and our ancestors for all of the mistakes that we have made, all of the mistakes that our ancestors have made, our pets and their ancestors have made in any lifetimes. We sincerely, sincerely apologize with all of our hearts and souls. We sincerely apologize, particularly today, for the mistakes that we have made connected with. So Master Shah's teaching is that whatever we are experiencing, we have made mistakes connected with that, whether it is in this life or previous lifetimes. So, for example, you're working on your knee, so you will say, dear all of the souls that I have ever made mistakes connected with knees, and my pet, for example, whatever you're working on, for example, I'm going to work on these teeth and gums. So you would say, we sincerely, may sincerely apologize, and our ancestors sincerely apologize for all of the mistakes that they have made connected with mouth, lips, teeth, gums, connected with the spleen, for example, which is the earth element. So she deeply and her ancestors deeply and sincerely ask for forgiveness. And in order to receive forgiveness, you also do this for yourself as well. So I and my ancestors sincerely apologize for the hurt and harm that we have caused connected with, and you can name whatever it is, your heart, your, could be your liver, if you, maybe you want to transform anger, we deeply apologize when we have been angry at others, we've hurt and harmed others with our anger. Make it specific, deeply apologize for the mistakes that we have made. So for example, worry, that's a big one for people. We deeply apologize that our worry has hurt and harmed others, or we have caused others to worry. We are so sorry. In order to receive forgiveness, we will serve. It is our greatest honor today to serve by bringing the greatest love at this time, the greatest love also to the animals. We'll chant for the animals, nature, humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls. So it is our greatest honor to serve in this way. Please forgive us. And we offer total unconditional forgiveness to any soul who has ever hurt, harmed, disturbed us or our ancestors, us, our pets, and our ancestors in any way. We unconditionally forgive you. We release all debt. You owe us nothing. So we ask for unconditional forgiveness. We offer unconditional forgiveness. And we offer also, we unconditionally forgive ourselves for the mistakes that we have made and our ancestors have made in any lifetimes. So let us join our hearts and souls together today to bring the greatest love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So dear all of heaven, dear the Tao Source, dear all of our spiritual Muslim fathers, the heaven saints, animals, dear Da'ai, the greatest love, we love you, we honor you, we deeply appreciate you. Would you please offer us and our pets a blessing of the greatest love for, so make your request, so for me, for our mouth, lips, teeth, gums, for me, I will work on my spleen. So please offer a blessing of the greatest love for me, for our mouth, lips, teeth and gums, for me, for my spleen, so whatever you're requesting. And please bring the greatest love as we chant. Bring the greatest love to the animals, to their environment, to nature, to humanity, to all souls, so that we may join our hearts together as one. We may join our souls together as one in love, unconditional love, so that we may love each other unconditionally and also forgive each other unconditionally at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank you enough. So as we chant, we are transforming something for ourselves and our pet, but we are also chanting for the animals, nature, humanity, Mother Earth, all souls. So we invite all of the animal souls, all nature souls, all souls of humanity, one link. Please join us. Please chant greatest love of us. Let us join together as one to bring greatest love. Message of greatest love, heaven love, source love to the earth at this time of great need. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So wonderful. So now we are simply going to chant greatest love and Da'ai. It is that simple. And we will become love. And you can visualize to the mind power. Visualize this beautiful rainbow light radiating in and around the area that you have made a request for you and your pet. And let us chant with all of our hearts and our souls. We can also visualize this rainbow light going to all of the beloved animals and Mother Earth, their environment. You can visualize beautiful rainbow light surrounding Mother Earth. Humanity receiving this love. It is very powerful. This is how we join together. It is through love. So as we chant, we will serve unconditionally. So let us begin by chanting I. I am love. And let it own. The greatest love. Let us receive the greatest love. So let us begin. So let us begin. Da, da. Visualize this beautiful rainbow love at your request. Sending a deepest love to your pet's request. Sending a deepest love to serve the animals, their entire nature, humanity, all the love. Please. This and really experience love. Let us continue. Greatest love, greatest Deepest love to your pet's request, your request. Feel your heart opening, sending the deepest love to all of the animals on the earth at this time. They are so grateful to receive this time. So when they feel this deepest love, the source love, bringing the greatest love is heaven's love. It's the source love. It is this unconditional love. This is the true love. The true love is when we love all souls equally. So imagine if everyone on Mother Earth loved all the animals equally. Service. And as we serve, we receive. If we didn't ask for anything and we just chanted greatest love with this intention of bringing this greatest love to the animals, to nature, to humanity, to all souls, we would receive so much. So we serve unconditionally, we receive unlimited from heaven. This is one of actually the fastest ways to balance and harmonize ourselves, is to actually serve. And we can do this very powerfully by chanting that our greatest love. So let us, if you chant right now, continue to visualize this beautiful rainbow light that is radiating in and around your request. Mother Earth is so grateful for this love. So chanting silently, greatest love, unconditional love, melts old blockages, purifies our hearts and souls. And as we chant really slowly, I'm purposely chanting slowly today, because the more slowly we chant, the more we connect with our hearts and with love that we chanting. Greatest love, unconditional love, melts old blockages, purifies our hearts and souls. This greatest love, and I'm now going to offer you a blessing. It's a blessing request. So totally relaxing, fully opening. The blessing start for your request as appropriate and your pet's request as appropriate. Yeah. concentrating your mind in your lower abdomen. Taking a deep breath in. And breathing out, totally relaxing. And just connecting with your request at this time. How does it feel? Maybe you could ask to be shown a third eye image, a spiritual image of what has taken place with the practice, the blessing. Or you could receive a message, a knowing of what has taken place. Connecting also with your beloved pet. Receive the beautiful blessing for their request. And we take one more deep breath in. Breathing out. And we say, How. Thank you. So we thank beloved Master Shah for all of the wisdom that he has shared. All of what I have taught, the practice today, comes from Master Shah. So we cannot thank Master Shah enough. We thank all of heaven. We thank the Tao Source. We thank the greatest love that has blessed us. And our pets today, we thank all of the souls that joined us, chanted with us, brought this greatest love to the animals, to nature, to humanity, to all souls. We are so grateful for your service. So it has been my greatest honor to be with you, May's greatest honor to be with you as we brought this love, unconditional love, together. So how is your heart feeling? Do you feel more loved? Do you feel like you have more capacity to love your pet, love others at this time? So I encourage you to do, you could do this practice daily. If your pet has a chronic issue or something that you would like to help them to balance and harmonize, or for you as well, bring the love. Master Shah's book, Soul Healing Miracles, or Soul Over Matter, they both have the greatest love calligraphy in them, and it's called Da'ai. So in the Soul Healing Miracles book, it's figure 18. In the Soul Over Matter book, there is two calligraphies. One is Da'ai. So I encourage you to do this practice daily for you and your pets. You can do this together. It would be beautiful quality time together. And you can balance and harmonize together and continue to experience the power of love, because we know in our mind how powerful it is, but do we understand in our heart how incredibly powerful this is? And love melts all blockages and transforms all lives. So anything that you may be facing, any challenge, offer love. Any challenge that your pet is facing, offer love. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. And we say gong song, which means respectfully return. Lovey, everyone. Thank you to you and joining. We look forward to joining with you again next week. Have a beautiful day. May it be filled with the best love. So bye bye, everyone from Maine. Thank you.